Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In the deliverance of Israel from the bondage of Egypt, we see illustrated for us the glorious hope of the children of God, who are delivered from their own foray into darkness and their subsequent bondage inherited from their father in the land of their nativity. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one unto condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Our delight is not in a continual visitation of this place of bondage, but rather in a consideration of our deliverer from it. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. As the deliverance of the nation of Israel from Egypt's grasp was complete, so too is that deliverance wrought for the sons of God by Christ. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Nothing is yet to be accomplished which is not already made fast and sure in the redemptive work of Christ our Lord. The deliverance of God's people is brought about by a willing Redeemer, who gave himself for our sins, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. His redemptive work was not in response to our dilemma, but was according to the ordained purpose of God to manifest his glory in their redemption. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, before there was ever a sinner, there was a Savior. The deliverance of God's people was brought about by an able Redeemer, that he might deliver us. He alone could have redeemed us. There was none other. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, that is, he was suited to our need, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. The Lord's people have not been simply delivered from the future penalty of sin, but from its power and dominion, which resides in the present world order, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. This is exactly what he told his disciples. Ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. And is that which he prayed for them in the garden? I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The deliverance of God's people is brought about by a triumphant Redeemer, according to the will of God and our Father. The Lord Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Those who are given to the Son are made willing in the day of his power, for he is their Savior, in fact, and not hypothetically. He shall lose none, but shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Have you believed on him who is the glorious deliverer of his people?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.